slipper still fits up and running, looking solid too, by the way. The website is killer.
Oh, thanks, man.
Killer. I mean, I know that I used to love the old kennel report. .blogspot.com that it took you like 5 hours to type, but now slipperstillfits.com, and you guys have got, I mean, it's jam packed with content. Whether it's people who put their own blogs up there, you guys have, of course, the poll question still going up there, a picture of you guys and Gus Johnson up there.
Yeah. That's the pride and joy.
And we got one with Terry Gannon coming up soon, too.
No way.
Oh, yeah, I got it on Thursday night.
Are you guys Terry Gannon fans?
Oh. Handsome
are
guy.
You?
I'm
he's
more of
okay.
A Bardo guy.
Okay,
I'm
he's
a Bardo guy.
Bardo's the man.
Bardo held out on us though. We were trying to get the Bardo picture and had no luck.
Bardo big timed the line in the going to use the restroom in the media room an hour before tip on the St. Mary's game. They weren't set to go on TV forever. He dropped the, well, I'm here with ESPN TV, and cut ahead of three of us who needed to use the restroom and just walks up to the door, and we're all like, well, it's Steve Bardo. What are we going to do? He's going to look at us and be like, you want to go shoot threes for it? Play a game of horse for it? No, you can
go chance.
Go ahead, Steve. You're the man. So, guys, what's new? I mean, the website's looking good. Everything's good. Back from, you know, you get back from Christmas break. You get a couple good basketball games. Good stuff to write about.
It's better than the Christmas break. It's better than that break.
Oh, man. I know.
Horrible.
You guys leave.
It's good we were not in air for that.
Yeah.
There have some brutal shows.
How bad was that? Zach and Max hanging out in studio today. SlipperStillFits.com. The website, 448-7874 is the phone number. All right, let's start with last week. Let's start with last week. Let's look at some breakdown of games, because last week, a very fun week for, I think, all Gonzaga fans, getting wins against St. Mary's and San Diego. From a student's perspective, from a diehard Zags fan perspective, is the St. Mary's win a little tainted because of the Patty Mills?
I mean, I think you have to say it is a little tainted. He was on fire. I've never seen him play that way before. He was Stephen Curry, basically, for 20 minutes.
He was.
But give us credit. I mean, they came back. They won the game. They still have Simpson, who's a bona fide All-WCC player. Samhan's still very good. I mean, the problem with St. Mary's, their backcourt was horrible.
Yeah.
In second half. So,
yeah.
I mean, is it tainted? Maybe a little bit, but it's a win, yeah. So it's a win.
Patty Mills goes down. And before that, I mean, I know he hit a three right in front of you guys. I mean, literally right in front
of
you guys.
Right in front of us.
And it wasn't like, I'm not just talking in front of the student section. It was directly in front of where you guys were sitting. He had the one where Stephen Gray was standing about a foot behind the three-point line, and he was back about 3 feet farther than that, and you could see Stephen giving him the look like, really? Go ahead, shoot it. I'm not. I mean, you are way out, and he knocked it dead in his face. I mean, the kid was on fire. With him gone, is it really enough to make St. Mary's pretty much like just an obsolete team?
Yeah.
In the WCC.
The WCC race ended when Parker fouled him and his arm went down. Because as fun as Portland is right now, I really don't think Portland's gonna have to beat us this year. Next year, maybe, because they return every single player and they look like they got that program going good. But I mean, USD, you saw them on Saturday. They are a shell of themselves without Brandon Johnson. And Patty Mills being gone for St. Mary's, they were horrible against Portland. I really don't see any contender now.
So you're telling me that Portland, who Gonzaga will play Thursday night, they go on the road to play against Portland, against the Pilots. You're telling me this isn't really a team right now that Zags fans, even though Portland's only lost one game in conference, and when they played us, I think they've gotten a lot better since then when they were up here in Spokane. You're telling me, though, that Portland's not really a team Zag fan needs to worry about.
I don't think they're quite ready to be a team that can knock off a top 25 team back-to-back weeks. I think that Eric Revenaud is doing a great job with the program. I'm a Stanford fan, love Eric Revenaud from his Stanford days, but they're still a year or two away from being the St. Mary's challenger every year that the Zags have to face.
I mean, this environment is going to be, I hope, fairly loud in Portland.
Yeah,
I mean, do you know? Are they going to be the one school this year that Gonzaga goes on the road? I imagine even without Mills, St. Mary's will still be loud.
Yeah, that'll still be fun.
I hope that San Diego is still loud. But Gonzaga on the road in West Coast Conference play this year, you can hear crickets in the background when you're watching the game on TV, when you're listening on the radio. Pathetic showings from their fans. Portland should at least be a little bit of a challenge on the road, shouldn't it?
I think it'll be a challenge. It'll be a great environment. They're really excited. If you go on their message boards and on the internet, I mean, they're pumped.
Yeah, producer Danny, you hear that? I imagine these guys haven't gone on the Portland message boards at all and tried to stir anything up over there, right?
Oh, no, that's not our style.
We're classy.
Yeah, you guys have stayed away from the message boards. Yeah, right. I believe that. You were the guys who were holding an Omar Samhan sign of him holding a bulldog.
That wasn't us. That was our friend.
No, that was right next to you. I'm going to give you all the credit for that one. SlipperStillFits.com, the website. Last week, San Diego, the other game that the Zags win, and you guys were at that game, of course, and you guys wrote about that on the blog. What were your impressions on that, with Gonzaga only scoring in the 60s against the San Diego team that personally I thought looked terrible?
It's just bad. The WCC is just, I mean, it's hard to watch. So, I mean, there's been four or five games I've just turned off because it's that bad. San Diego's one of those teams. It's you feel bad for Bill Greer because if he had Brandon Johnson, I mean, they would be a potential NCAA team. But without him, they would just look terrible. I mean, there's just no backcourt in West Coast Conference. Everywhere. I mean, everybody has big guys like John Bryant, D.O. Lohorn, but the backcourts are horrible.
Yeah, that's the one advantage Portland has. They got that T.J. Campbell, JUCO guy who's pretty good, and then that Jarrett Stoll guy who just bombs threes. I think he hit six against St. Mary's, 9 or 10 in a game earlier this season. He's pretty solid. Yeah.
So this week, we'll get to see those guys for Portland, so that'll be nice to watch. Last weekend, you know, when Patty Mills went out, there was no backcourt presence. And and the worst part is, it's not they don't have good backcourts scoring-wise. They also, when you compare the size of their guards to a guy like Bolden, to a guy like Stephen Gray, but I think more so Bolden, who's kind of found his niche driving to the basket these last couple weeks and getting easy buckets against smaller guards, there's just no one who can put pressure on him. There's no one who can make him step his game up and get ready for the tournament.
No, not at all. But that's why the Memphis game should be so great for Bolden, because then it's those athletes that tend to give him trouble with the length and the size. And if he can keep this strong, because I'm not always the biggest Bolden fan, but these last 3-4 weeks, it's been great because he's not selling for jumpers. He's really attacking the hoop. But can he do it against Robert Dozier or Tyreek Evans? You know, we'll see.
The Memphis game coming up this weekend, and we're going to talk about that next segment a lot because I'm excited for this. I think it should be a good environment. Yeah. I'm excited to hear what you guys from your perspective think, because I think you guys only get 400 student section tickets. Is that right?
Yeah, they're gone.
450,
so
I think,
so not a lot of students are going to be there to get that place rowdy. So we'll talk about that and the whole Memphis atmosphere. But the fact is, Gonzaga plays Memphis. And then don't forget they also play against, South Carolina Upstate.
Yeah, it should be a
classic. So South Carolina Upstate. So you've got two really tough non-conference games coming up. But the fact that Memphis is coming up this weekend, and then we look at a month of WCC basketball leading up to the tournament, do you guys get worried already to the fact that this team will not be prepared, you know, just in terms of challenge-wise from what they've gotten from the WCC teams?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to. I mean, when you play guys like LMU and Pepperdine, it's gonna be hard to get fired up, and it's gonna be hard just to stay energized. I mean, they don't play another big game until early March. So, I don't know. It's tough.
Well, hopefully, Patty Mills can get back for the WCC tournament and make that environment in Vegas big.
Even when he gets back, though, coming off a broken hand, I mean, you just can't expect him to do what he was doing against Gonzaga.
But you still have a guy who's going to feed the ball to Omar Samhan and a really good point guard who can get his other players in position to score, like a guy, maybe a Johnny Flynn will, a guy who can get his other players scoring, because St. Mary's point guards now, they don't even get their other players to score, and they're certainly not going to score.
Yeah.
You need a player who can provide, and there's not many in this conference like Patty Mills.
Was he not one of the fastest guards we've ever seen in WCC? I mean, the first play of the game, when he got the ball, Gonzaga went down and missed a shot, and then Mills got the ball in an outlet, and within half a second, he was already down underneath the basket, passing the basketball. That's the kind of guys you want to see in the WCC, okay? Yeah. That's the kind of guys you want coaches to be able to bring in, because you want this to be a league that can be respected. Last year, I thought the West Coast Conference did a good job of representing themselves. I mean, they get three teams to the tournament. That was good. The conference has fallen off the map, hasn't it, again this year? And is it going to take a while to rebuild this up? How many years are we looking at before the WCC can be respected nationally?
Yeah, it's funny, because we always talk about LMU, because before the year started, they had Bill Bano. They had, I think, three high-profile transfers, one of the best recruits coming in for 2009, and that's gone. I mean, they have those transfers, but the Terrell Vincent's gone, who is a commit. You're looking at a long time. Pepperdine has some youth.
Yeah, I do like Pepperdine.
USF and LMU are bad. I mean, they're bad teams. I think St. Mary's will be fine next year with Patty Mills, and they're still pretty young.
But it's not making the kind of progress you would hope this kind of mid-major conference would make.
Yeah, but I don't think you can predict those kind of injuries, though. Brandon Johnson, one of the best players in the league, tears his Achilles before conference play. Patty Mills breaks his hand. I mean, Bill Bano gets depressed or goes back to whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad string of events for a conference that needed to have back-to-back good years, and it just didn't happen.
You guys do a great job following recruiting, of course, with Gonzaga, but as a whole, have you noticed anything, you know, down from other school-wise being able to go out and get recruits? Is Gonzaga right now the only school in the West Coast Conference that's been able to land some impressive recruits? Or from what you've seen, are there any other guys, any other teams out there that are still making runs and trying to ride an image that the West Coast Conference is a solid conference?
Billy Greer does a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
And then, like, Pepperdine will get the occasional 3 or 4 star. That Keon Bell kid was pretty highly ranked.
Okay. St. Mary's is all international usually. I mean, St. Mary's has, like, 3 more Aussies coming in, I think.
Yeah.
So.
St. Mary's has some good freshmen that are redshirting this year from the Bay Area. Colin Cheverton, who's really good. I don't know why he's redshirting now, but there's good youth, but I don't know how good the recruiting classes now are going to be if these teams keep struggling, because you need to build on something.
And I mean, compared to the one that Coach Few's bringing in next year, it's once again, and we've got to talk about it, because I don't think a lot of Gonzaga fans know what Coach Few is doing in the recruiting area. And you see a lot of the names and a lot of the guys, you know, they're not the ones you hear of all the time, although they bring in a big one here a couple weeks ago, a nice big commit. So we'll talk about that recruiting in next segment. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Memphis. We'll talk recruiting. SlipperStillFits.com is the website. We've got Zach and Max hanging out in studio with us today. Guys, also, I've got to let you know, the USA, USA, USA chant against St. Mary's. Yeah. You didn't like it?
No. We do it every game.
I loved it.
No, we do it every game, though.
And it's not a shot at the team. It's for, like, the country. Like, USA.
Okay, then it officially goes to the worst chant of all time. Yeah, because
exactly.
On Friday's show, I said, this is the greatest cheer in the world, because I thought it was simply aimed at all the Australians on St. Mary's.
We should try to get some O Canada chants going.
So you guys just did USA for the country.
They do it every game,
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Now I'm disappointed.
Yeah, no, big time.
Have you been excited? Have you been happy with what the Kennel Club has done since the Christmas break?
I think it's been pretty good. I mean, St. Mary's is good. I mean, we have some good friends in the Kennel Board, so I can't say too much.
Okay.
No, that's been good. We've fed them a lot of cheers. So
good. Yeah. You guys did a good job, I hear. I didn't get to see it, but the pregame for San Diego, I hear you guys did a pretty good job, got some good reactions, comment-wise, post-game from some of the assistant coaches, really? Mike Burns from San Diego. So good work with that, and I guess it was happening on your end of the court.
Okay.
So I appreciate the effort from you guys. No problem. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the recruits Gonzaga has coming in. Also take a look at the Memphis game when we come back. It's Spokane Sports Show here on Sports Radio 1510 KGA.